Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, All Israel Will Be Saved. Romans 11 shows two critical things about Israel. Number one, God always has a grace remnant. This was true back in the days of apostasy under Elijah, and it is true to this very day. Number two, God is not done with national Israel. Yes, for now, there is a grace remnant, but there is coming a time in the future when, quote, all Israel will be saved. We read in Romans 11, 26 and 27, and so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Verse 26 speaks in reference to the entire nation of Israel, in contrast to merely referencing a remnant. In the tribulation period, the 70th week of Daniel, the rebel Jews will be purged out so that in the end, only saved Jews, will go into the kingdom. Thus, all Israel will be saved. Israel will now enjoy the blessings of forgiveness and all of the blessings of the new covenant. It is certain this will happen. Romans 11:29 says, for the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. All the promises to the patriarchs must be fulfilled. The gifts are the grace blessings that God has ultimately promised to Israel through their forefathers and the prophets. The calling is what God has purposed for Israel in conjunction with his covenant promises. It is what God has determined for Israel. The promised blessings and position of Israel are irrevocable. That is to say, they are unalterable. They cannot be changed or rescinded. Romans 11:32, for God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. All are shown to be in the same position of disobedience. All are under sin. This allows God to extend mercy to all. The word mercy is found four times in verses 30 through 32. All need mercy. There is no distinction. It's not that all are saved without exception, but rather all that are saved without distinction. That is, on the basis of mercy. God's plan is bigger than the Jews thought. It included God being merciful to the Gentiles. God's plan is bigger than the Gentiles may think. It includes God's being merciful in conjunction and in completion of his program with Israel. God has two programs, one regarding Israel and one regarding the church. Both will be fulfilled in due time. In the meantime, we need to realize that initially all Jews and Gentiles are under disobedience. And that God's mercy is extended to all. Unbelief or faith determines which camp we settle in. At this point, theology turns to doxology. The study of God turns to praise. Romans 11:33-36 is one of the high points in Scripture. We read in 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! The greatness of God and his plan of salvation are incomprehensible. God's plans are beyond what we can figure out. His ways are untraceable, but know clearly that they are God's ways. God sovereignly orchestrates his plan of redemption according to his unfathomable wisdom. So note the emphasis. Romans 9, God's sovereignty. Romans 10, human responsibility. Romans 11, past finding out. Romans 11 ends with a climactic outburst of praise. Romans 11:36, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. God's grand plan of salvation is all about God and his doings, and he does it all to the end that he alone might be glorified forever. Romans 9 through 11 presents Israel's unique role in redemptive history in reference to the past, the present, and the future. It illustrates God's sovereignty in all of this, and it emphasizes that God will fulfill all that he has purposed and promised in relationship to Israel. This is completely consistent with the Old Testament prophets. Of the 17 prophetic books in the Old Testament, 14 of them prophesy. Lamentations, Jonah, and Nahum accepted that Israel has a glorious future and a glorious end. Thus, the New Testament is in perfect harmony with the Old Testament on Israel's place in God's plan. As sure as God's word is true, the end matters to God, and He will see it through to fulfillment just as He promised. For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all these things. To God be the eternal glory. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.